Our guest of the cafe this morning is commerce musician and music producer Brad Davis. Brad, good morning.
Good morning, John Martin.
Well, since we've talked, and so we need to catch up a little bit. And oh, by the way, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year
to you. And I was looking at your Facebook page, and you did a recording here lately of the Star Spangled Banner. Is that right?
Yes.
What was the thinking behind that?
I think the Alvarez, new company that I'm signed with, had said, you know, Jimi Hendrix has done it. Stevie Ray Vaughan's done it. You know, you should do it. Well, actually, it was Gretsch and Alvarez. And obviously, I did that song on this guitar. It's odd that you're asking about that song because I've got the guitar I played that one on. But they wanted, you know, why don't you do one, you know, with your shredder, your double down up thing. And I said, okay. So I was able to incorporate some of the things that I do in the double down up technique that went well with the melody and maintained some, I honored it. In other words, you know, not to change it too much, but try to keep it as much as it could be in the original. And of course, obviously I added a little vocal thing in front. But you know, I kind of had to make them my own, and hopefully it didn't make anybody upset.
Well, since you're holding the guitar there, Brad, I'm kind of throwing you under the bus here a little bit, but would you give us a few licks of that? Are you comfortable with it?
Yeah, let me plug up.
Well, take your time. I didn't tell you what you were going to do that.
I'm plugged up here.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah, so one of the licks that I play that's kind of signature in it is this lick that changes keys as the notes move, and it's one of the parts inside of the song. And then it rolls on down to the second part and B part.
Yeah.
But it's the Gretsch, the studio model.
Yeah, it's a beautiful guitar. So I didn't know anyone had recorded the Star Spangled Banner on electric guitar other than Jimi Hendrix.
Well, Stevie Ray Vaughan went in. Obviously, it's live. It's live. Yeah. It's not, you know, and I want to say that Jimi Hendrix is live as
it
well.
It is. It's from the Woodstock movie.
The neat thing about it is I just thought, you know, the double down up's got a little bit of a fireworks thing to it because it's kind of frantic and, you know, so it kind of worked. I don't know.
Yeah. We're talking with Brad Davis, and Brad, of course, a commerce music producer and musician. And you're doing more of your own music now. Did you say you have a new record company, or that you're working with?
I do. I'm actually working with a new management company. You know, that's going to be kind of what's going on with me this year. Is mainly management out of Dallas. A gentleman that I'm going to try to work with by the name of Bob Hatfield, who's been in the business a long time, and then Pam Lewis out of PLA Media.
You're going to be doing more live shows then.
A lot more live shows. You know, I think this year is going to be a chance for me to actually take my technique and get it out there. And that's what Alvarez and Gretsch are asking. They're going, you need to get this out there, you know?
Well, and we should say Brad represents those guitar companies, Alvarez and Gretsch, which you may know if you're a Beatles fan. You're familiar with the Gretsch guitar that George Harrison played for a lot of years. And you represent them, and you said that they've sold, was it Alvarez that has sold more guitars in the past year than they ever have before? And
yeah, Alvarez, Gibson, Fender, Gretsch, Taylor, the list goes on. And I do know firsthand from Fender and Alvarez that they're a year sold back ordered guitars that are not made yet.
Yeah. Because of people at home and looking for new things to do.
And during banjo, I'm doing a live broadcast for the NAMM show. It's going to be a virtual Zoom NAMM show in January. I just remembered this. Sometimes it's hard to keep everything on top of your brain here. But and so I'm going to be doing a live performance on my six-string during banjo in January And that sold record numbers. I mean, wow. Can you imagine?
Banjos. Who would have thought?
You know, I'm sure accordions have sold well, and harmonicas.
I would love to learn to play accordion. I really would love to do that.
That is such a cool thing. I would too, John Mark.
You know how to play, don't you?
I would love. Well, I don't have one, but if I did, I'd probably quarantine myself. Yeah,
you'd learn in about 2 days, Brad.
I'd falsely quarantine myself and tell my wife I'm actually keeping her safe, and I'd have that thing. A lot more. Actually, we're setting up a full-time permanent green screen here at the studio. I've been talking with Billy Bob Thornton about kind of how to make sure that's done right, you know, lighting-wise.
Well, I saw the one that you did. You did a Facebook video for a show that I think did not come off at the Cork and Brew in downtown Commerce. Brad, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over Zoom. Again, Happy New Year, and have a great year.
Thanks a lot, John Mark.
All right, Brad. Brad Davis, Commerce musician and music producer. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.